But first, a big announcement. The U.S. Supreme Court said today it will broaden its examination of affirmative action by adding a case about Michigan, specifically the state's effort to ban consideration of race in college admissions. The justices are already considering a challenge to a University of Texas program that considers race, among other factors. Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us now. And Rick, the court said today it'll add Michigan's case. It focuses on the state's voter-approved ban on affirmative action. So what's going on here?
Hi, Cindy. The U.S. Supreme Court released an order this morning agreeing to take the case. Oral arguments before the court in the fall. That will be roughly a year from when the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals made its very nuanced and very closely divided decision striking down the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative, Proposal 2, as it applies to university admissions. The University of Michigan, Wayne State, Michigan State are all named in the lawsuit. The appeals court said the amendment to Michigan's constitution violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution, and that's because it doesn't allow for minority students to lobby for state laws that would grant them better access to Michigan's public universities. The legislature can't pass a law that contradicts something in the state constitution. State Attorney General Bill Schuette is defending the amendment and asked the Supreme Court to hear the case, but affirmative action supporters say they're also pleased the court's going to take the case, and that's because there are similar bans in California, Arizona, three other states. They want to see those struck down along with the Michigan ban. I should mention, Cindy, this will be the second time the Supreme Court takes a case addressing affirmative action at public universities in Michigan. There was also the case 10 years ago where Jennifer Gratz challenged U of M's admissions policies. The Supreme Court handed down a mixed ruling, but Gratz went on to lead the ballot campaign that put the amendment into the state constitution.
Okay, so that is a story we'll certainly be keeping track of. Thank you, Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.